Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Welcome to part 10 of our 2017 Avian Awards podcast series. This is going to be the final one of the main series where we go over all of the categories. We have three major ones left, the three big individual awards. There will be one later to go over the contest that you can enter on RogReviews.com. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, we'll do a wrap-up, but this is the 10th and final in the complete series. Before we start, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Lachlan McLeod, his podcast, The Lachlan McLeod Show. Check out the link below and listen to what he has to say about life with a disability and a number of adult topics as well. Please take a look at XBiz Award-winning IAFD, the best and most important adult site on the web. Congratulations to those guys. Also, take a look at RogReviews.com, please, for news, reviews, contests, and fun. And finally, Pipeline Multimedia for your adult marketing and PR needs. Still want feedback on this, even after the fact. We can do a podcast based on feedback, actually. Drop me a line, Rog at RogReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter, or just click any of the links below, or if you're on YouTube, like, subscribe, and comment, all that good stuff. So, as I said, we've got three of these categories left. The three big ones, Best Male Performer, Best New Starlet, and Best Female Performer. We're going to go over those in depth, so this will be a nice long podcast, and talk about the nominees, maybe some of the people who got left off, and now we can compare them to who won at XBiz. Now, if you would like to follow along, you can go over to avn.com, click on Awards, go over to Nominees, and you'll see the full list. Now, we've gone out of order on this one. We're going to start with Best New Starlet. It's almost halfway down the page if you want to follow along. The list for Best New Starlet, Kimmy Granger, Alex Gray, Holly Hendricks, Elsa Jean, JoJo Kiss, Katie Kiss, Lyra Law, Melissa Moore, Kira Noir, Anya Olsen, Gia Page, Piper Perry, Adria Ray, Lana Rhodes, and Gina Valentina. I've seen a lot of social media posts about certain people not being nominated, Kayla Page and a few others who are new. And this always happens. It happens especially now with so much material coming out on the web first, where fans really get to see performers way before their eligibility period. You know, they don't really become eligible until after a lot of fans have already discovered them. So that's happened a lot. Now, I'm looking, comparing this list to the XBiz list. Kate England, Leah Gotti, Kimmy Granger, Alex Gray, Holly Hendricks, Lyra Law, Sophia Leone, Melissa Moore, Kira Noir, Anya Olsen, Annabelle Peaks, Lana Rhodes, Lisa Rose, Goldie Rush, and Gina Valentina. Now, both lists have 15 performers, and 9 are the same. Avian didn't have Kate England or Leah Gotti. XBiz, for some reason, didn't have Elsa Jean. So, I think it's interesting. Lana Rhodes won the XBiz Awards. Lana's very good-looking. Really nice body, nice face, has done some good performances. But looking at some of these, Alex Gray really impressed me. A lot. Elsa Jean, to me, is already a star. Not quite the way Abella Danger was last year. By this time last year, Abella Danger was huge and established. I think Elsa Jean is very close to that. I think her look and her niche, young, super blonde, innocent type, didn't make her explode quite the same way that Abella, with her awesome ass, and has done some really crazy stuff. But I really think of the women on this list, she's the one that stands out as already star-ready. I like JoJo Kiss a lot. Melissa Moore has done some stuff. I think she's right there, ready to take the next step. And Lana Rhodes, I guess. If you're looking for the best on those lists, I would think Elsa Jean would be kind of a no-brainer because, like I said, I think she's already established herself. She did a Wicked feature this year where she got to act, and she was very good. So she's done that. You know, looking at the XBiz list, some of the names maybe that weren't on here, I don't see any that stand out. Annabelle Peaks probably would be one that would stand out. And Kate England. Seems like maybe Kate was probably nominated for Avian last year. But you know, always XBiz is a good indicator sometimes of who Avian's going to choose. Obviously, there's, you know, critics have some crossover. But I think the fact that Elsa Jean was not on the XBiz list would make me think she's probably going to win. That's more of a prediction. I should save that for the contest. But I'm looking at this list and I'm not seeing a flood of amazing new performers. There are some very attractive women here. There's some good performers. But I don't see... well, you know what? Let's try something. If we go back 5 years, Best New Starlet 2012. Brooklyn Lee, Abella Anderson, Aiden Ashley, Jesse Andrews, Bethany Benz, Lily Carter, Skin Diamond, Ash Hollywood, BB Jones, Jinx Mays, Holly Michaels, Selena Rose, Samantha Saint, Lexi Swallow, Liz Taylor, and Zoe Voss. So I guess that was not a list of stars that had staying power. Brooklyn Lee shined really bright and left. Abella Anderson, gone. Jesse Andrews, gone. Bethany Benz, unfortunately, gone. Lily Carter stuck around for a while. Skin Diamonds moved on to music. Ash Hollywood still around making movies. Jinx Mays is back. Holly Michaels is back. Samantha Saint's still going strong. So maybe this is every bit as good a list as these other ones. By the way, I always rag on the best male newcomer. 5 years ago, the newcomer list included Bruce Venture, who's still working, Richie, Brendan Miller, Ryan McClain, Giovanni Francesco, and Xander Corvus, who just won XBiz Male Performer of the Year. We'll keep this up. We'll compare the other list, too. So, I don't get a really strong feeling from this list, but I do think that Elsa Jean is probably the winner. Melissa Moore, Alex Gray, Lana Rhodes... Some really good performers. I like the list. I'm just not in love with the list. How's that? All right, so now we're going to move down to Male Performer of the Year. And we got to pass all the she-male categories. We did Male Foreign Performer of the Year. Now, Male Performer of the Year. This year, we've got Mick Blue, Xander Corvus, James Dean, Ryan Driller, Marcus Dupree, Manuel Ferrara, Small Hands, Kieran Lee, Mandingo, Derek Pierce, Tommy Pistol, Tony Rebus, Lexington Steel, Chris Strokes, and Prince Yashua. Again, I think a strong list. You know, these are some of the best guys in the business, no question about it. Now, when you compare that to XBiz, you've got eight of the same names. Mick, Xander, and James Dean, obviously. Manuel, Small Hands is on both lists. Kieran Lee is on both lists. AVN also has guys like Ryan Driller, Marcus Dupree. Mandingo is not on the XBiz list, but Isaiah Maxwell is. So for those of you counting people of color, which I know some of you are, looks like three on both lists. Only two for XBiz, because Lexington Steel was also not nominated. Ryan Madison shows up on XBiz, so does Johnny Sins, Chad White. But back to what we've got. Mick Blue is always a steady choice. Mick's a good guy, a great performer, a favorite for female co-stars. That's always a big help. Xander Corvus, obviously, the XBiz nomination makes him a potential winner, certainly. Good actor, good performer. James Dean, here we go, open topic. 1 year after the allegations, he's right back on the list. Has there been any sort of fallout? Lasting fallout, 1 year later, he's right back here. Has it changed your opinion of him at all? Ryan Driller, honestly, when I look at this list, congratulations to all the nominees, but there's probably half these people know they don't have a chance. They're good performers, but Mick, Xander, Manuel, Rebus, Lex, Prince. These guys are A-listers. Marcus Dupree, same way. Good performer, done some really good work. But right next to him on the ballot is Manuel Ferrara, who all the women love performing. We mentioned our sponsor, Lachlan McLeod. He did a really interesting podcast that had a lot to do with Manuel Ferrara and his performance style. You might want to check that out and listen and see what you think of his take. Small Hands is Joanna Angel's boyfriend. Does some really funny work. I saw some really good scenes with him. Mandingo, of course, is probably the owner of the largest penis on this list. And he gets a lot of frontline work. Derek Pierce does a lot of acting. Good performer. Tommy Pistol, I think, is the best actor in our business. Definitely gets a lot of credit for that. Also a good performer. Tony Rebus pops up in lots of the scene, nominated scene lists that are littered with Tony Rebus. Lexington Steel, I think, possibly the greatest performer ever in our industry, along with guys like Byron and Shawn Michaels and Eric Everhard. Lex has been really great for a long time. Chris Stroke's doing a lot of really good work as well. And Prince Joshua. So, if I'm picking the best performer this year, Prince has done a lot of really high-profile work. Done a little bit of acting. And again, does this matter? This category used to be sort of the controversial one, because the feature guys, when features were really like half the business, the feature guys always won this. And the Gonzo guys would complain that, you know, why is Evan Stone winning? He's just an actor. He's not a Gonzo performer. Well, now pretty much all the performers have to be Gonzo performers, and there's very little acting involved compared to what there used to be. Certainly, whenever Tommy Pistol gets a chance to act, he does a great job. So does Derek Pierce. So does Xander. Mick Blue did some nice acting. Babysitting the Baumgartners was a pretty nice little feature. So how important is acting to the people who are voting? And does that affect, like I said, we've said many times, this is a weighted list. So if I really like Tommy Pistol's acting, am I going to put him above some male performers who don't act and they're just sort of okay? I might, because it's another skill he brings to it. I think it needs to be an overall award, but it does say male performer. It doesn't say best actor. There's a best actor category. It factors in for me, but not as much. That's just my voting style. I consider Lex to be as good as anybody on this list. This year, his strongest year? Probably not. Prince has really done some great stuff. Kieran Lee always does well. He's a good performer. Women seem to like him. It's all good. Mick Blue is fantastic. Those are probably my guys. If we're looking at the top of my ballot, Mick Blue, Manuel, Kieran, Lex, and Prince. That's just my thought. Now, if we compare that to XBiz, the guys that are on this list, Damon Dice, Seth Gamble, Ryan Madison, Isaiah Maxwell, Ramon Nomar, Johnny Sins, and Chad White. Johnny Sins is really good, but the rest of them, I would still go with the list I gave you. Now, since we got this page up, going back 5 years ago, Manuel Ferrara, Mick Blue, Tom Byron, James Dean, Eric Everhard, Tommy Gunn, Kieran Lee, Ramon Nomar, Mr. Pete, Rocco Reed, Anthony Rizzano, Lexington Steel, Evan Stone, Nacho Vidal, and Prince Joshua. And Manuel won it that year. So again, not a lot of turnover on that list. Really not a lot of turnover. Mick, James, Kieran, there is, I guess, Lex, Prince. So only five, and Manuel, six remain from 5 years ago. So that's better turnover than I would have guessed, actually. So congratulations for that. That, of course, leaves us with just one category left to go. But before we do that, once again, we will mention our wonderful sponsor, Lachlan McLeod, and his podcast, The Lachlan McLeod Show. Also, my good friends, IAFD.com, as well as RogerReviews.com and PipelineMultimedia.com. We will do sponsorships for podcast for the year if anybody's interested. We're going to be expanding this. We'll get a nice little RSS feed going, get us up into iTunes, and probably going to make YouTube videos out of all these podcasts with some video and G-rated pictures and all. So if anybody would like to sponsor the podcast for one episode at a time or a year at a time, drop me a line, roger@rogerviews.com. Now let's get on to the big one, the best female performer, or female performer of the year, as it's actually called. We will go there. Performer of the... Wow. Where'd it go? There it is. Had to pull it up there. 2017 Female Performer of the Year, Annika Albright, August Ames, AJ Applegate, Vicky Chase, Adriana Chechik, Abella Danger, Adria Fox, Keisha Gray, Chanel Hart, Katrina Jade, Jillian Jansen, Sarah Love, Megan Rain, Riley Reed, and Veronica Rodriguez. Pretty good list. When we compare that, once again, to the XBiz list, we find that 10 of the 15 names match. That's pretty good. Up at the top of the ballot, Annika, August, AJ, and the first three match. Annika Albright, August Ames, AJ Applegate. No Vicky Chase for XBiz. Big mistake. Adriana Chechik is on both lists. So is Abella Danger. Adria Fox did not show up on the XBiz list. Keisha Gray showed up on both. Chanel Hart did not show up on XBiz, but Katrina Jade showed up on both. No Jillian Jansen for XBiz. Sarah Love, Megan Rain, and Riley Reed did. So, no Vicky Chase, no Adria Fox for XBiz, no Chanel Hart, no Jillian Jansen. One thing we do notice over here on XBiz, XBiz nominated Danny Daniels, who did not get nominated by AVN. Also Elsa Jean. So that's where she was missing from the best newcomer list because she showed up over here. Again, a really good list, and congratulations to all the nominees. Let's talk about what I think is a glaring omission. Angela White did not show up on Best Female Performer. Did not show up on Best Female Performer. I don't know how that happened. I realize she didn't do perhaps as much work as some of the women on this list, but she did just as much as a lot. She released a number of DVDs in the last 2 years, filled with amazing scenes, and somehow didn't show up. So I believe that to be a glaring omission. I suppose they could say she should have been on Foreign Female Performer, but she was not. I don't think that's going to be a problem this year, though. She's came over here, signed with Spiegler, seems like releasing a new scene every day for every major company over here. I think we're going to definitely see Angela on this list, but I think she should have been here this year. Just my take, taking nothing away from the women on this list. Let's take a look. Now, Katrina Jade won for XBiz. I don't think that is a good way to predict this one, because I don't think... That was a big surprise to me. If you just look at that list, the XBiz list, again, Annika had another great year. I know she's already won. AJ Applegate is fantastic. Abella Danger. Elsa Jean. Riley Reed. All right, looking at their... And Keisha Gray. Looking at their list, I can see perhaps where... Yeah. A different style, different look. But over here, on AVN, Annika Albright has one of the great asses in porn. Pretty face, great performer. Also doing her own thing with Mick and Claudio, producing their own stuff. I think that matters. Again, we talked about it with male performer. Does acting matter? Yes. Does producing their own stuff matter? To me, if they're creating a brand based on their performances, I think it does matter to me. That impresses me. She's part of that team. What Francesca Lay does with Mark Wood and their production company elevates her as a performer to me, because she's more than just that. Not that there's anything wrong with just performing and being great at it, because there's some really good ones here, but that doesn't matter. So to me, Annika is an absolute A-list star. August Ames I really like, and I'm really happy to see her on this list. Again, I think if you were to take 15, you could probably take 5 and consider them pat on the back nominations. Congratulations, you got nominated. My site was nominated 4 years in a row for XBiz. I felt like I was a pat on the back nomination. I really did. I don't think I had a chance to compete with free ones. Now, IAFD won, which is fantastic. I don't consider it at all to be a slight. To be included on the list is fantastic. But realistically, when you're talking about, again, a weighted list where you got to take 40 critics and be in the top 5 on most of them if you're going to win, it's going to be tough. But August Ames is someone who I will seek out to watch. So that's how much I think of her. AJ Applegate would be at or near the top of my ballot. I think she's incredibly beautiful. Has, I think, probably the best big ass in porn right now. No, taking nothing away from Alexis Texas and Abella Danger, but AJ Applegate is serious, serious ass, and a really good performer. I think she would be, you know, at the top for me. Vicky Chase has been in this business for a long time and has always been excellent. She does everything. She's got like 4 consecutive oral sex awards for XRCO because she just does crazy, crazy hot oral sex scenes. Acts when she's given the chance. She did a scene with Tushy.com where she did a nice, it was a short acting performance, but it was really good. She's beautiful. I mean, really, seriously beautiful. And I think one of the most underrated performers in the business, but she's on the list, and I think she should be considered. Adriana Chechik, I don't get it. I think she's fine. I think she's very pretty. But being pretty and doing everything doesn't do it for me. There's a disconnect there. Unconnected random thought just popped into my head. Where is Mia Malkova on this list? Because she's amazing. Don't see her on this list. Adria Fox was one of the favorite newcomers last year. I liked her better this year, I think. I think she expanded and did more things and was more impressive to me as a performer. Keisha Gray, I really like. She's one of my personal favorites and has done a lot of really good work. I think she could possibly sneak in there. I really do. I think if you're looking for someone who might be a sneaky pick, Keisha Gray would be good. Great body, great performer. Chanel Hart, the only African-American woman on either list. And I think that's a shame. I really do. Not that Chanel's on the list. I'm sorry. Again, unrelated thoughts. I think it's fantastic that Chanel's on the list. She's really good. I like her a lot. And it's good to see her recognized for performances because she hasn't done a lot of acting. She does. She did a couple of dog fart scenes where she had a part to play and was really good and comical. But I also think there's a couple other African-American women, Anna Fox, Brittany White, and particularly Jezebel Vizier, who are worthy, if they're too new, then maybe for Best Starlet nominations. And, you know, I've always wondered, Misty Stone was probably the closest we've ever had, maybe Heather Hunter back in the day, to having an African-American woman win this award. It just doesn't happen. And I wonder what it is. Is it the they're not as popular across the board? You guys, if you've listened to the podcast or read my reviews long enough, you know that I love black women. I think there's some absolutely beautiful ones. And like to see interracial porn include more of the flipping the traditional white-black interaction. But even on this list, there are no Asian performers either this year. A couple of Latinas. Vicky Chase is. Veronica Rodriguez. It's just interesting. And again, congratulations to Chanel Hart. I think she earned it and it's fantastic. But you guys might want to check out Jezebel Vizier. She's pretty freaking hot too. Katrina Jade. Here's the thing. When I saw that Katrina Jade won, and this is, keep it positive, but honestly, here's my first thought. I don't remember one Katrina Jade scene. I know I've reviewed them. I know the name, but I can't remember a single scene. Everybody else on this list, I can think of something that I reviewed this year where I went, oh yeah, that was great. Let's take a look. Over on RajReviews.com, searching for Katrina Jade reviews. Some press releases. And, okay, she was in The Sins Life. I think she was in that big giant scene with Johnny Sins and all those women. Let's see. She was in Supergirl XXX. This is fun, right? Let's check it out. In the Johnny Sins scene, August Ames was in the first scene in that one. I remember that scene very well. Keisha Gray, lots of performers. Yeah, she was in the Johnny Sins takes on five girls scene, which was a great scene, by the way, from Sins Life. And then Supergirl, she was in a girl-girl scene with Riley Steele. Modern Family, that goes all the way back to January. So, haven't seen a lot of her work, and nothing has stood out. So I don't really get the X-Biz win. Cassidy Banks was in Modern Family. She's another one who could have been on the Best Newcomer list. Yeah. So, Katrina Jade. Moving on. Jillian Jansen, again, one of my absolute favorites. I think she's really cute, with a fantastic body. Her ass is amazing. Her legs are fantastic. She's great. She reminds me a lot of Trisha Devereaux when she was performing. And, of course, Trisha was one of my favorites. Really, really like Jillian Jansen. If she were to win, I would nod and think, great, fantastic. Sarah Love does some really good scenes and was really good in Babysitting the Baumgartners. I almost feel like she's too new, and I know she's not, but I almost feel that way, like it's not her time yet. But she had a really good year with some really great performances. Megan Rain, really, really good. Nothing particularly stands out. Riley Reid has been one of my favorites for a long time. I think it's probably time for her to win. She does some acting. She did a great showcase last year for Blacked. She did some gangbangs this year. She's pretty crazy and really popular. And, you know, I think maybe she's earned one this year. Veronica Rodriguez, great showcase. Her Latina Squirting Goddess showcase was really good and really showed her off. She's pretty. She's really pretty, and really like her performances. So if I'm going to go top of my ballot, give me five, all right? Give me five at the top of my ballot. Not favorites. There's some favorites that may not make the top of the ballot, but who I think should probably win. It would be Riley, Bella, Jillian, AJ, and Vicky. Those would be, in no particular order, my top five. Do I think one of the five of them is going to win? Not sure. Like I said, I think Keisha Gray could sneak in there. But those would be my five. What are yours? There can be our final topic for the podcast. Who are your top five? Who do you hope is going to win? Who do you think got left off the list? I think Jezebel Vizier deserved a little better than she got. And definitely, I know you guys are tired of hearing her name, but Angela White should be on this list. Period. The end. Thank you to our sponsor, Lachlan McLeod, the Lachlan McLeod Show. Listen to his podcast. Thank you to IAFD for their years and years of support, and congratulations for finally being recognized for what you guys really are. Thank you to everyone who helped make RogerReviews.com work for the last year, particularly Natalie Dawn. IAFD helps a lot, and also the writers who've contributed. We'll be looking next year for more writers to expand. If you guys want to get your voice heard, let me know. And, of course, Pipeline Multimedia for all of your porn marketing and PR needs. That's it. I am Roger Pipe from Roger Reviews. This has been the 2017 Avian Awards podcast series. Part 10 is over, and the main part is done. Next time you hear from me, it will be about the Pick the Winners contest.